Good morning. It's 8:35. This is VPR News. I'm Kari Anderson. With hot and humid weather expected to continue for another day, ISO New England has asked consumers to voluntarily conserve power during peak hours, especially the afternoon and early evening. But the current heat wave has not put the strain on New England's power grid as deeply as in years past. Dorothy Schnoor of Green Mountain Power says that past heat waves set new peaks of usage and occasionally cause some generating units to go down.
But now we have enough generation on the system. People have done a lot of energy conservation methods and efficiency measures that have really helped reduce the overall peak, and all that has worked together.
But Schnoor says consumers can still help by conserving energy during heat waves.
That really helps keep the stress off of the electric system. And actually, overall, it helps keep costs down because the higher peak you reach, the more it costs the system.
Schnoor advises customers to keep lights down and delay using appliances such as clothes dryers until after 8 in the evening. Work is finally about to start on a four-season recreation trail proposed to span northern Vermont. The Lamoille Valley Rail Trail has been on the drawing board for over a decade, and on Friday there was a groundbreaking ceremony in St. Johnsbury. VPR's Charlotte Arbright has more.
From 1877 to 1994, trains rumbled through this corridor between St. Johnsbury and Swanton. Now the rail bed is covered with weeds. But in a few years, organizers, including the Vermont Association of Snow Travelers, or VAST, hope it will be a thoroughfare for all kinds of travelers, on foot, bikes, snowmobiles, skis, horses, even dog sleds. At the groundbreaking, Senator Bernie Sanders recalled the many financial and regulatory obstacles that have slowed progress. But he sees a bright future for the scenic multi-use trail.
What excited me is imagining a 93-mile path going from one side of the state, St. Johnsbury, to Swanton. That is extraordinary. And even more importantly, what this path is going to do is open up vistas that people have not seen in decades. Incredibly beautiful vistas.
Sanders also expects the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail to provide a year-round boost to local economies. The trail is strategically located, as LVRT Committee Chair Laird McDowell explained.
The rail trail will also include crossings of the in Johnson of the Long Trail and also the Catamount Trail. And most of the VAST trails are north-south, so look at this as like a big interstate connecting all these trails, all these north-south trails.
McDowell, Sanders, and VAST Executive Director Alexis Nelson picked up shiny new shovels and tapped the ground near a bridge that will be rebuilt to begin phase one of construction, a 15-mile section between St. Johnsbury and Danville. It should be ready for snowmobiling this winter. The federal government has kicked in $5.2 million, and FEMA has come up with additional funds to repair storm-ravaged sections. But to finish the project, organizers will have to raise a few million more. Fundraising and construction could take years. But as audience members remarked, getting this far hasn't been easy, and they don't plan to give up now. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.
Central Vermont's Moortown landfill has agreed to close its last remaining section, but may apply for permission to, in the future, to open a new one. The Agency of Natural Resources said yesterday that the terms of the settlement are being put before the Environmental Division of the Superior Court. That court will make a final decision whether to approve them. Agency Secretary Deb Markowitz says she's pleased because the agreement will avoid the cost of a court battle. She also says it will protect the environment and address the concerns of nearby residents. The company has indicated that before the end of this year, it wants to open a new landfill section. Markowitz says that application will be reviewed independently of the agreement announced on Friday. The Vermont Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's ruling that sawmill operations on a pomfret farm are part of farming operations and therefore exempt from local zoning. The High Court ruled yesterday for siblings David Moore, John Moore, and Emily Grubb, who operate a farm where they do sugaring, logging, and other activities. Neighbors had complained about loud noises coming from that pomfret farm. It's 8:39, and for VPR News, I'm Kari Anderson. Severe thunderstorm warnings for the northern half of the state into Quebec until midnight, and a heat advisory until 8 p.m. for southern Quebec, the Champlain and Western Valleys in Vermont, eastern New York, and southern New Hampshire and Massachusetts. Showers and thunderstorms in the north this morning and in the south this afternoon, highs in the 80s today.